In the interesting letter by Dr. Zhuang and Zhong, psychiatric and neurological manifestations of 68 patients with Wilson's disease treated with anti-copper therapy remained unexpectedly unchanged after the pandemic. Given the impact of the pandemic on neurological and psychiatric disorders, a worsening in severity or frequency of these manifestations could have been expected. Possible reasons underlying this finding, including the relatively small sample size, the effect of therapy, and the patient's resilience, are discussed.